Welcome to the Learning Languages and Society with Gabby podcast, where it's all about the fascinating world of languages and culture. Let's rock.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? My name is Gabby, and welcome back to your favorite show. So today I'm going to improvise again. I'm going to talk about language fluency and accuracy in conversation. So why do I say I'm going to improvise again? Once again, I read an article and I watched some YouTube videos and I read some other information about people who love languages, love learning languages. And I was kind of like browsing through different types of articles about how people achieve language fluency, right? And how can they not just say something fluently or have a fluent conversation, but have some accuracy and, you know, and try very hard to have a native-like conversation. So how to attain language fluency and still keep our accuracy when we speak? How do we make that happen? Well, I guess when I read those articles and I watched these YouTube videos and I got all this information, I sort of compared their experience to my experience, which is completely different, but it's one and the same at the same time, you know? It's different in many ways, and it's, you know, it's kind of the same thing in other ways. We kind of have to travel the same path in order to get to where we want to go, but we kind of do it in different ways, right? So I think that's what changes, but I mean, you know, you still get to where you want to get. It doesn't matter how you go. It just matters that you get there. Okay. So I've given the same example before. How do you achieve language fluency? How do you become better as a speaker of a new language? Basically, get out of your comfort zone. This is rule number one. So enjoy more native content, which can be delivered in many different ways. So this can be, for example, watching videos or movies in a completely different, in your new language about a completely different subject. Try to pay attention to what they're saying. Try to understand, the conversations. Don't look for translations. Don't look for, you know, dub videos in your native tongue, but just try to understand what they're saying. Try to see what the movie is about, and don't concentrate so much on not understanding the parts you don't understand, but kind of try to understand and chain the parts that you understand in the movie as to follow pretty much what's going on in the movie, you know. Also try to be exposed to different registers. So this is a good one. You know, when you're learning a language, a lot of times you want to do it the right way. So you want to be exposed to the way cultured or educated people talk. But in many different circumstances in life, you're going to be exposed to people, how people talk on the streets, how people usually talk, you know, their shortened versions of words and you know, more slang-like registers will be out there for you to listen to. So those are the ones you have to be exposed to as well. So try to sort of diversify the sort of registers that you get, the input you get from outside. Don't do just, you know, the perfectly polite thing, you know, and read gorgeous, you know, books about, you know, literature and this and that. But try to also get, you know, a little bit more funky with your learning and try to, you know, use and learn your vocabulary that everyday people use out in the streets and when they talk to, you know, their families and friends. So get there. So expand your vocabulary. That would be a big one there. Well, deepen and extend your grammar. I think this comes along with expanding your vocabulary. Try to understand if there's new ways of talking. Try to see if there's new ways of talking you haven't thought of before. So short grammar structures that you have never used them, but that you think they're cool. And try to sort of not just learn those new grammar expressions, but try to understand in what context they develop, so as to kind of match those two whenever you want to use them again. So for example, if I'm learning a funny way of saying something in French, for example, a new expression, a new grammar expression, I have to try to see what context that grammar expression is being used, so that whenever I want to use it, I'm going to be able to use it in a social context that makes sense, okay? So, because, you know, it would be weird to talk in an extremely polite manner when you're out with your friends, going out for a walk, or, you know, just playing football or something, right? The same thing would happen if you're, you know, in a classroom and you need to ask something to your teacher, or you need to find out something, some important information, I don't know, some administrative work, that your paperwork you're doing, so you need to call somebody, and or you're over the phone, you need to also level up your register. So try to use, you know, your new expressions according to the new context. More stuff. Try to, you know, use your language every day, but try to do it meaningfully. What is this supposed to mean? It means that you gotta try to learn stuff every day, try to use your language every day, but don't do the same thing every day. You know, do it with a purpose also. So learn something new and make it make sense. Make it, you know, there's a commitment to it, and there's an end to it. So if I'm learning a few new expressions, I want to be able to use them in certain situations. Okay, well, so you have that in mind. And so you're learning meaningfully, because you're going to be learning something with a purpose. You know, there's meaning to what you're doing. You're not just, you know, mindlessly learning new stuff for no reason. You know, you got to kind of have a plan when to use that sort of new knowledge. Another one, write as much as you can. Writing is an excellent exercise to learn a new language. It'll make you find out where your deficiencies and weaknesses are. It will make them very obvious, you know, especially regarding to your vocabulary. How do I say this? Oh, no, I don't want this word. I want a synonym. I want something more fun, more funky, more funny in this place. So how do I do that? So you start kind of, you know, investigate and look for the new word and a new funny expression. Okay, I want to write this in a fun way. You know, I want people to read my story and think it's cool. So if I want to make it cool, I cannot just, you know, dump the same old boring vocabulary. I have to use something that is, you know, according to my story, that makes it really cool. So write as much as you can. Also, it expands your imagination. It's a beautiful cognitive exercise. It integrates, you know, new grammar in it. Makes you learn new stuff, new grammar, new vocabulary. It makes you investigate about the topic you're writing about as well. So it's an amazing, complete exercise. New things, so different things as well. Storytelling, you know, try to tell a story, you know, try to tell a funny story, try to tell something that is interesting. Hey, you know, the other day I did this and that, and I met up with this guy, and he told me this and that, and we went over to, so something that is fun, engaging. So try to learn some storytelling, you know, something like that would be really cool. Play with expressions. Do not be afraid to, you know, make up new expressions that make it make sense, new expressions that are fun, that you know, play with words. You know, if you know one word has a, I don't know, it's phonetically similar to another word, so try to play with those two words. You know, just something like that. Be creative with your expressions. Also, again, look for synonyms. Look for different ways of saying the same thing. You know, that's gonna create more neural paths, or new neural paths for you to, you know, get to the same place. It's gonna expand your mind as well. Make it more flexible, more interesting, and also less boring, a lot less boring. So, what else? So, yep, writing makes you notice your gaps. It's an excellent exercise. Reading gets you creative with your stories and all. Also, reading gives you lots of exposure to new vocabulary, especially about topics you like and enjoy. This is an obvious one. If you, I don't know, let's say you're interested in quantum mechanics, right? So you want to learn about that topic, but you want to do it in your new language. So go ahead and throw yourself out there and start learning new vocabulary in your language, in your new language, about a topic you like. So something you enjoy doing as well. You know, remember that motivation is incredibly important once you want to learn a new language, because it's what gives you, you know, all the momentum, all the adrenaline, and everything that's, you know, it's your motor, your motivation is. Okay, understand new grammar expressions. That's one that I wrote before. Yes, that's interesting. Understand new grammar expressions. The same thing, you know, try to expand your vocabulary, your grammar knowledge. So if you realize that somebody's talking to you and they use an expression you have never heard before, or there's some grammar in it, you just don't know how that happened. So try to, you know, kind of politely stop that person and say, could you please say that again? And try to kind of absorb this new expression and understand why is there an adjective right there? It shouldn't be. And why is he using this preposition here? If it's not, okay, it's not what I know. Oh, this means something different. Oh, I get it. So this is a new way of expressing a new thought. Well, that's cool. Okay, cool. So there you go. That's a new grammar expression for you right there. It's good. One more thing that you have to take into account is that people, when you talk to them, usually they won't challenge your vocabulary. They will kind of adapt to your language level and try to talk to you about something using the vocabulary they know you sort of have. So they won't try to, you know, kind of like surprise you with new words or anything like that, which is good because it makes, you know, the conversation possible, but it also shortens your chances of learning new vocabulary. So take that into account. Also, look at people's faces and see their reactions when you talk to them in your new language. Let's suppose I'm learning Russian, okay? And I'm talking to this person in Russian, and I just realized that her or his facial expression is going like, what? You know, I read into this people's face and I realize that he's not really understanding what I'm saying. Well, try to understand that's happening, you know, read into the context and the conversation and read into these people, you know, facial expression and people's facial expressions and say, and understand that this person's not, you know, kind of following you. So try to rephrase what you just said. Never be afraid to correct and do it again, you know, just to make it make sense, you know, make the conversation make sense, right? Okay, more stuff. Look for nuanced grammar patterns. So this would be pretty much in the same group as learning new grammar patterns. So maybe try to see if there's nuanced ways of saying the same thing without totally changing your grammar, okay? So it's kind of it's about the same thing that I said before about learning new grammar expressions. Also, listen to your podcast, listen to a new podcast about your favorite topics. So for example, I love, I don't know, birds and nature, for example. So try to listen to a podcast that, you know, tells you all kinds of different interesting scientific information about birds, about feathers, about this and that. So try to learn those things just by listening to a new podcast. Even if you do not understand everything they're saying or it's being said or discussed, just be there, you know. Podcasts are an incredibly interesting way to learn languages because they give you so much vocabulary, expressions. They teach you something new. They're fun. People talk. They laugh. They tell you this and that. It's so engaging. It's such an amazing way to learn a new language, and it's beautiful, really, really good. You know, in every which way, you're gonna learn something, and maybe you're not gonna be exercising everything about the language, but you're gonna be pushed into one direction. So you're gonna, if you're listening to a podcast, obviously you get all this input that's amazing, but you're not participating. When you're in a conversation, you're participating, but you don't have all these other vocabulary and things coming onto you. When you're reading, well, you're learning all this, but you're not talking or you're not writing. The same thing happens when you're writing, you're not reading. So, but any of it, all of these different tools are complementary, and you know, they make your, they're gonna be the building blocks of your language. What else should I say here? Same thing. Listen to your favorite music in your new language. Let's suppose I'm learning Mandarin. So I'm going to start listening to music in Mandarin, pop artists, this and that, and try to see, you know, if I can kind of imitate how they sing and try to really live the language. That's the emotional part of it, which is also beautiful. That's when you really get it into your heart. And just another amazing way to learn a language is that to you know, make it enter your heart, you know, your emotions. So that's beautiful too. the more interesting the subject equals the better memory you're gonna have, because you're gonna be more predisposed also to this new interesting thing you're learning. So you're gonna be like, oh my god, you know, rockets are made out of this and that, and so they're, you know, thrown into space in this and that way. So all this new stuff that is so interesting is gonna expand your memory as well, you know, make you learn new words, because you have all this motivation, right? Another one, do not be afraid to make mistakes. Laugh of your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes when they're learning a new language. You're gonna be making silly mistakes. Most likely you're gonna be saying something sexual when it's meant to be completely different. You're being something and people just kind of look at you like, what? And they laugh at you, they laugh at what you're saying, and then, you know, you gotta laugh at what you're saying. Not laugh at you, but, you know, they kind of laugh at the way you said something. So laugh of your mistakes, not try to make it perfect, you know. Try to make those experiences fun and positive. And be patient, you know, be very patient. You're going to be confronted with the same experience over and over again. So try to always be making it positive. Try to make it a fun experience. So whenever you see somebody again, well, you're not going to make those mistakes, but you're going to be feeling good about yourself. So there's no negativity, you know, in that new experience, but, you know, it's going to be you, the new experience, this new person, but all this knowledge, right, that you acquired before. So that's good. Make your reading experience and make it match with real conversations. Well, when you're reading new stuff, you're learning new vocabulary, try to understand that the thing you're reading is anchored in a context. So try to make it make sense, right? Try to use those things in the real context that they deserve. Well, also when you're reading, you understand where your weaknesses are. So try to take lessons on those and try to fill the holes. Another one, speak to yourself in your new language. Also, that's a pretty good exercise. Rehearse that language when you talk to yourself. So that's kind of like a practice, right? If you know your grammar is good and your pronunciation and everything is good, try to mentalize those things and try to speak to yourself in that way. Okay, follow someone you admire and learn from them. That's another one. If you have, I don't know, somebody you admire, I don't know, a scientist, a singer, painter, artist, well, kind of follow them on social media, try to see what they do, and, you know, get interested in stuff. So same thing, motivation is everything. Anyway, guys, those are just a few tips. Hope you enjoyed my little episode today, and have fun and get subscribed. Bye-bye.